Worship will liberate your soul. It will revive and refresh your spirit. And if you would be whole, you must keep worship at the very heart of your life. The envelope was of exquisite stationery. The address was handwritten in a beautiful flowing script. The titles were full and flowery. I was addressed as the Right Reverend Dr. E. Harold Henderson. The message was an invitation to meet the well-known author of a best-selling book. I was pleased to receive the invitation, but I did not attend the reception because I was not interested in the theme developed in the book. But there's another invitation in which I am greatly interested. It is an invitation to appear before our great God, the King over all kings and the Creator of all that exists. The invitation is to you as well as to me, and I read it as it is recorded in Psalm 95. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In His hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills are His also. The sea is His, and He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. What an honor to receive such an invitation, and what a privilege to approach such a great person. What an experience to worship in His personal presence. And I invite you to join me in responding to this blessed call to worship. Hear His voice today, and do not harden your heart against this unique opportunity. Let us worship Him who so deserves our worship. God has made us so that we must worship something. There is a God shaped to blank in each of us, and we will never be content until we find contentment in a personal relationship with God. Therefore, we must worship. Now, God made mankind in perfect innocence and able to enter fully into His presence in the fellowship of worship before Him. But then sin entered human experience, and that union with the divine was broken. God desired continued fellowship with mankind and sought Him in his sin. But when God revealed Himself to the fallen race, His revelation was perverted and idolatry arose. In rebellion against God, man turned to worship the creation rather than the Creator. But God still wants humans, wants to meet them, those whom He created in His own image and His divine likeness. He still seeks fellowship with them in worship. And so He invites and urges and offers promises of blessings if we will come to worship before Him. The tragedy is that many people try to live without worship of God. All their emphasis is on horizontal relations without consideration of the vertical. God answers, "Then shall you call upon me, and I will hearken to you. You shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart." Now that means real worship does not come automatically. It is not a small thing in which we may participate at will. God must be sought. The worshiper must be deeply earnest. Only then will God be found. Deep within your spirit, do you feel a need to meet God? If so, it is because God has put it there. He desires to meet with you 1,000 times more than you desire to meet with Him. But He does not intrude upon your will. He leaves you the power of choice. You can meet Him if you desire to meet Him. He waits for you with the invitation, "Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near." He is ready to meet you in the act of worship. God puts in us the sense of our need for Him that we might desire Him. He creates a desire in us that He might satisfy that desire with His presence. And so your need for God must be recognized and admitted to yourself. Say with the psalmist, "As the hart pants after the water brooks, so pants my soul after Thee, O God." Water's a precious commodity in the land of Palestine. A spring or a flowing stream is of highest value. The deer would feed until it was driven to the water by its thirst. Now, do you feel that need for God, which is like the great thirst for water? David experienced it and prayed, O God, my soul thirsts for thee, my flesh longs for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Nothing can satisfy the deep thirst like water can. Though coffee or tea or soft drink might keep you alive, nothing can satisfy like water. Just so, nothing can satisfy the thirst of your soul like a personal meeting with God. When you come to Jesus, He gives you a drink of the living water, which becomes a well of water that flows forth into everlasting life. How many times a day do you go to the water fountain to get a drink? How many times a day do you go into the presence of God to be refreshed? You need that spiritual water which Jesus gives just as much as you need the physical water. You cannot live very long if you are without either. The worship of God must be valued as your highest privilege. Asaph, one of the psalmists in ancient Israel, wrote, Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart failed, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Such a recognition of need for God and desire for God will result in a reverent worship of God. And you will find that you're always better after meeting God in worship. Have you received an invitation with the letters RSVP printed at the bottom? It is the abbreviation of a French expression which means please reply. I think God puts a RSVP on His invitation for you to meet Him in worship. He takes the initiative by extending the invitation, and then He waits for your response to see whether you will come. One of the wonders of meeting God is that He will meet with any person in any place when the heart is right. Someone has written, I have worshiped in church and chapel. I have prayed on the busy street. I've sought my God and found Him where the waves of the ocean beat. I have knelt in the silent forest in the shade of some ancient tree, but the dearest of all my altars was reared at my mother's knee. Yes, you can meet God in many places. He's seeking you and looking for your response with a reverent heart. You can meet God in the crowds of a great congregation. You can meet God in the private of your prayer closet. He promises to be present in the small assemblies of just two or three. He's not concerned with how many are present so much as He's concerned about whether your heart is open to Him. Worship will liberate your soul. It'll give you a new insight into life. It will cultivate the virtues of humility, devotion, kindness, love, and willingness to serve. It will refresh and revive the spirit. And if you would be whole, you must keep worship at the very heart of your life. God has extended this invitation to you. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Now that's the finest invitation you'll ever receive. Please respond. Father, we bow before You in confession that You are our God and we are Your people. We thank You for the privilege of meeting with You in the personal fellowship of worship. So teach us how to worship You in spirit and in truth. We request Your fellowship in Jesus' name. Amen.